John, it was a fairly scrappy game, but is it a game you feel you should have nicked a point from?
Yeah, we knew it would be scrappy at times. When you look at, obviously, the way they play and the players they've got on the pitch as well, we knew, we planned for that. We knew it would be an ugly game. I thought the first half, we dealt with it really well. I thought we got the first blow in, very similar to Scunthorpe, I thought. I thought it was very scrappy, but we created a few chances, which is key. And I didn't see the goal coming. I didn't see it coming. It's a bit like a smash and grab from the home team for me. And then the goal changes, because then you've got to go chasing it. But I didn't see it coming. I really didn't. And for the only time in the game, I thought we didn't deal with the first ball a couple of times. And it was a bit fortuitous how it fell for him, but they make their own luck in the box, don't they? So I can't take it away from the lad. But it was the only time in the game we didn't deal with the first ball. And it just shows, for that one time, we get punished. And I know we forced it late on, and we Lady's chance would have been great, and fully a deserved point, but we have to face it, and I have to take it on the chin. And I can't fault the lads' work ethic, and I'm sure the fans, I'm hoping they see that as well. I thought the fans were fantastic behind me over there, and they really drove the lads forward today and created a great atmosphere. But we have to, this is where it's nice to have a game on Tuesday. We need to bounce back, and we need to hurt from that. So I've just said, take that hurt that you're feeling now, because it's not happening very often now, but we have to really take that forward to Tuesday now. We've got two big home games to try and keep it alive.
So you're feeling a lot of frustration at the moment. It was a very battling performance from your side. Azar Osborne with some crunching challenges, some great headers from O'Connell and pressing out of defence. But it was that route one ball and just not dealing with it. And a typical messy goal, really, to sum up the game, wasn't it?
Yeah, and they scored a lot of them because they put you under pressure. And I thought we put them under pressure for long periods, in the first half especially. But that little spell they had, I think they had a 10-minute spell in the game where they did the first and second balls better than us. They scored in that 10 minutes. We didn't score in the other times when we were on top. And they're key. I think if we take our opportunities, then we can go in at half time probably in the lead, and then it's difficult for them then to try and break us down. But goals change games, and we need to react in the right way. And it hurts me, but I do look forward now, and this is where it's nice for me to have a game Tuesday, because I'll be key to try and get some points on the board at home.
You certainly did have plenty of opportunities. Looking at the first half, would a confident Simeon Jackson have finished that one-on-one?
I don't know. I haven't seen it again, so it'd be difficult for me to have a look at. Of course, he'll be disappointed, but it's still a really good move, a great run. So I'm never going to have a go at Simeon for mistake. It's not down to Simeon. We lose and we win as a collective and as a team, and we'll all be a little bit hurt today. But we won't have our heads too down, because we need to recover quickly, and it's all about recovery and preparation for Tuesday now.
Looking at sort of this playoff push, I suppose you do need to get some more points away from home, and it's winless since Boxing Day, I think, and you certainly had some chances in those last 20 minutes. Scott Laird with that powerful volley.
Yeah, and that's what happens. You start to look at where you're falling short, and that's what happens. But I think we've competed really well, apart from the Bolton game where we've got beat. I thought we've competed really well. Scunthorpe and this, very similar type of games, but they've got the goal today from that chance, and sometimes it doesn't always go your way, and today it hasn't. But I can't fault the lads' attitude and application, and I thought we deserved something from the game.
So it's almost a blessing in disguise then that you are playing so soon after the defeat.
Yeah, it is, because it's never nice as a manager or a player when you've got to wait a week to put a defeat to bed, and we can do that on Tuesday. It'll be a tough game, I know it will, against Chesterfield, but it'd be nice to get back home with our fans and see if we can just push forward on Tuesday night.
The chance to win five in a row, first time since January 2013 at home at least as well.
Yep. It's good, and it's like it's all stats, but it's just me, it's just performance now. So recover and then try and get ourselves ready for Tuesday.
In terms of the last 12 games of the season, I think at least two-thirds of them are against teams below you, so there's a lot more expectation, a lot more pressure perhaps on your team's shoulders, as opposed to the likes of when Sheffield United have come and Peterborough. These are teams you're probably expected to beat now if you're going to try and get into the top six.
Well, the way we play, we can pit our wits against any team, so we don't really look at the position they're in. We look at them for what they bring, but we've concentrated on ourselves quite a lot. I thought today we knew what they'd bring, but we concentrated on what we could do to cause problems for them, and I'll be doing that again no matter where they are in the league. I think it's about performance and making sure that we've got some energy and give the fans something to shout about.
Cheers, John.
Thank you.
Just check Olive will come off the pitch, everyone all right, any knocks, because Ozzy had that slight injury with his knee, didn't he?
Yeah, Ozzy was okay. Now we just did a tactical change to try and get two up top with E. That's all. There was nothing to do with injuries. It's just simply to try and get that goal back later on and get more plays in the final third.
One of the positives today, James O'Connor's performance. Thought he was outstanding at the back.
Yeah, really good. And when I look back, that's when I look at individuals. But it's difficult from the sideline to look at individual player more than looking at everybody on the pitch. So I thought if we'd have got a point, then this chat would probably be a little bit different and be looking at momentum again. So it's important I don't get too down about the defeat. And it doesn't mean it doesn't hurt. And I hope the fans realise that. Of course it hurts, but I have to be positive and I have to pick my lads up quickly because we've got another game in a couple of days. So we have to try and get back on and get some points on the board.